Focus on ANE 5. Exercise 2, page 103.
Now, if you're thinking about taking a gap year but you're not sure what to do with it, our next guest may be able to help you. Welcome, Amy.
Hello.
First of all, Amy, why did you decide to take a gap year?
Because I felt like I'd had enough of formal education, in short. By the time I'd sat my high school exams, I needed a break from studying. Also, I'd never had a job, so I wanted to get some work experience.
So did you go abroad for that, like most gap year students?
Not straight away. I knew I wanted to go to Africa to work as a conservation volunteer. I had a friend who did it, and she said that it was the best experience of her life. So I wanted to do the same thing. The problem was, the program was pretty expensive. So I decided to fund myself by working for a while in the UK first.
Was it easy to find something?
Reasonably. I registered with an employment agency. I said I would be happy to do any kind of office work. Before long, I was getting work covering for sick office workers, answering telephones, and data entry work, that sort of thing. It was quite tedious, but it was good for my CV, definitely.
And did you succeed in saving enough money to get you to Africa?
It took more than half of my gap year, but I got there in the end.
And did you enjoy it as much as your friend?
Oh, for someone like me who loves wildlife, it was a dream come true. Just living on a South African game reserve is an experience. We'd wake up to the sound of so many birds, and often we'd hear lions roaring while in bed at night. The work involved following and observing big cats like lions and cheetahs. I even helped to fit a monitoring collar on a cheetah one day.
Wow! What was the downside to it?
The accommodation was quite basic, and there wasn't much privacy. The volunteers on the project lived in a farmhouse, and nobody has their own room. There was no electricity, and the showers were always cold. But actually, all those things did me good. Now I really appreciate everything I have here in the UK.
What would you say you learned from the experience?
So many things. A lot of teamwork skills in particular. I also learned how to use technology I'd never even seen before, like walkie-talkies and a GPS. I learned basic first aid too. Oh, and I even got a little teaching experience at a local school.
It sounds wonderful. If you'd like to learn more about the project Amy took part in, visit our website.